I'm Bobby Connor with South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Performers and people who speak or lecture regularly may experience special voice issues because of the extra demands placed on their vocal cords. To talk about taking good care of your voice for performers, teachers, and public speakers is Dr. Lucinda Halsted. She's the medical director of the Evelyn Trammell Institute for Voice and Swallowing at MUSC. Dr. Halsted, tell us about your role in working with performers at the annual Spoleto Festival in Charleston. What do you do?
I am privileged to be invited every year to be the physician for performers who have laryngeal problems, voice problems. And it's my job to see people who have complaints or having trouble singing or speaking, to evaluate them for injury and treat those injuries. Oftentimes it's just swelling, sometimes it's an infection, but these things usually need to be treated and managed within 24, 48 hours.
What are some of the issues that crop up in general for performers and teachers and public speakers and people that are using their voice over and over again in their jobs?
Well, part of it is just prolonged use and eventually some minor stiffness of the vocal folds just from prolonged use. The thing that is important for performers, whether they're radio announcers or singers or lecturers or teachers or clergymen, is that you need to have a very clear voice. You have to have a voice that can deliver emotional content in order to do your job.
What are some of the extra care sorts of steps that people take that are in that performance category as far as their voice goes?
Many of them are very careful to not talk over loud noise. So when they're on an airplane, they pretend like they're asleep, or they put their headphones on and read. They do not engage in a conversation. They will not scream or yell. They will plan their vocal lives and what they eat and drink or don't eat and drink for a month prior to the performance if it's a very critical performance. Especially opera singers will not drink alcohol or caffeine.
And why is that?
Those can dehydrate the vocal folds, and that can be very, very sensitive in the higher registers of your voice, or for men in the lower registers of their voice.
When a performer comes down with the beginning of a cold or sore throat, is there much that can be done so that they are able to go full speed ahead with their performance?
Yes, we evaluate them to see if there's any medicines such as antibiotics that they need, or if it's allergies, some antihistamines or decongestants used in very small quantities. Also, we look to see if there's some swelling and if we can safely treat that with steroids. The big thing that they need is rest and sleep and relaxation so that their body can heal.
And what exactly is so healing about sleep to our vocal cords?
There's a lot of things that your body does to regenerate and heal swelling and to heal any infections while you're asleep.
Dr. Halsted, thank you for this information about extra care needed for performers.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have been here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.